It's time for a new adventure.
Welcome to Adventures in Business, a podcast dedicated to the voices of today's entrepreneurs. Adventure is not just an action, it's an attitude. We will broaden your horizons and understandings of what it's like to be a working person today, in this moment of time on this planet we call Earth.
Welcome back to the Adventures in Business podcast. I am Amy Zander, your host. And of course, I'm with my co-host, Lisa Fisher. How are you doing today, Lisa?
I'm doing great, Amy. And I wish people could see you today because you are rocking that hat you got on. You look so good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's one of my favorites from Chicago. Yeah, so we're going on an adventure today. Tell us who we have.
We have Amy Wilczek. Amy Wilczek is an owner of Oasis Senior Advisors, and she covers the Mid-Michigan territory. And Amy and I had an opportunity to meet at a networking event. Go figure. I love meeting people at networking events. And I had a good friend that really needed her services. And we called her in, and she took such good care of my friend and his family. And it's just overwhelming. And I am so excited to have her share with us her story and who she is, and that you can all learn from her. So welcome, Amy.
Hello. Thank you for having me today. Gosh, I know. Like I said, I don't know what to say. Lisa, you're so nice.
You earned it.
Well, you know, I try. So it is one of the more rewarding parts of what I do. I like helping all the people.
Well, share with our listeners, Amy, tell us a little bit about you. Who are you?
Who am I? Okay. Well, I'm Amy Wilczek. I was born in blah, 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 19 something. So I'm on the older side of things, I guess. No, I grew up in Indianapolis, to be specific. And I basically was a stay-home mom for about 17 years, you know, following my husband and his jobs all the way everywhere, hither and yon. You know, then we finally decided to put down roots here in Michigan. And so we are here finally after six moves later. It's nice to finally be completely unpacked for once. We started Oasis in December of 2019.
Excellent. So what services does Oasis provide?
Oasis is we are a senior advising company. What we do is we help seniors and their families for free. This is a free service that we offer. We help with placement as far as finding places to live and places that they can get care that comes into them. We help with finding elder law attorneys and, I mean, really pretty much anything that has to do with the scope of elder care in any way, shape, or form, we're there. We specialize with financial planners, financial advisors, like I said, the whole package, insurance, you name it, we have connections for that because not everybody is, you know, not everybody is senior friendly. That includes movers, that includes estate salespeople. And, you know, so it's, we kind of have a network of just about everybody that we work with. So we can usually refer out for that.
Wow. So you provide a whole concierge opportunity for all of the seniors and the family members to mm-hmm. be able to come in and find out what they need and find the right people, connect them with the right people. Right. So this is.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, yeah, it is one of those things that you have to. There's so much information and there's so many different people out there involved in the senior community that it's hard to make heads or tails of, you know, who's reputable, who's not, who is, you know, is this going to be a good fit for me to work with this person or not? And so what we do is we narrow things down for people, give them the information that they need. A large portion of what we do is just education on, you know, who's going to pay for what, how is this going to work? How can, you know, can we put you in touch with the right people in order to make sure that those finances are taken care of, or that I mean, there's lots of little ins and outs of everything, but, you know, a big thing that comes with what I do is I usually don't get a lot of people up front pre-planning. So most of the people that come to me are in panic mode. They're usually, you know, there was a health event, somebody is either in the hospital or somebody's in rehab, and there is a huge, huge, huge amount of stress on the family, on the patient, on just everybody. And then of course, you know, they get that 72-hour discharge notice from, you know, the hospital or the rehab, and they're like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? So that's usually when I step in, slow things down for everybody. You know, there are other referral companies out there, but we are different in that we, like I said, we slow things down. We say, okay, wait a minute, let's put the brakes on this. What do we need to look at first? Where, you know, what are they needing help with? Can they walk? Are they incontinent? Are they, you know, what are they looking for in the next place to move on to? And is there a possibility of moving back home eventually? Mm-hmm. So we narrow down based on lots of different criteria. You know, you don't want to put a gentleman who's a veteran, you know, in a house full of, you know, women necessarily. So we kind of keep our thumb on all of that. Like, you know, what does the census look like at this particular place? Can they afford it? Can we figure out how to help them afford it? You know, so we kind of go through all of that. We work with a lot of lending companies as far as for bridge loans and things of that nature. Yeah. I mean, like I said, we network with everybody.
Yeah. I'm curious. So you said earlier that it's free, your service is free. So yeah. How do you make money?
Well, a large portion of what I do, I don't make money. But what I do is when I do have a client that is able to self-pay for an assisted living or an independent apartment, memory care, anything like that, then we get a commission from certain places that we've partnered with. So
gotcha.
Now, that being said, I place people in lots of different places that I don't have partnerships with. And I also place a lot of Medicaid, people that can't afford, because obviously that's, you know, that's not something that we would get paid for. So, and then of course, you know, helping people figure out, okay, you know, we have this pot of money and how can we make that stretch before we would have to go into Medicaid or have to go into this. So we work with the families in trying to help figure all of that out and make sure that they understand the process. You know, I mean, there's a lot of ins and outs with Medicaid that you just have to be very careful with. But we help with Veterans Aid and Attendance as well. And so usually there's some money hiding in different places that people don't think to look. Yeah. So we help with that too, because again, it's one of those things, it's a big stress. And 90% of the time people don't tell their family what they have as far as assets wise. So then it becomes okay, let's go on this Easter egg hunt and see what we can find at grandma's house. So, you know, we're trying to find all these different papers and all of these different, you know, documents and things like that. Because, you know, a lot of times our seniors don't want to be forthcoming with that information. And I totally understand that too, which is the other thing what we do. We can also help mediate family discussions with how is this going to work? What needs to happen? Is there a durable power of attorney? Can we get that triggered? Can we get that working? And a lot of times families are in denial about how bad things really are. We do a lot of education for Alzheimer's and dementias and, like I said, Medicaid, Medicare, what's the difference, who does what, who pays for what. And just so you know, Medicare doesn't pay for anything. So just FYI.
Yeah.
Basically, they'll handle the hospital and the rehab, but not for very long. And so,
yeah, I've watched both my parents go through this process with their parents. both of my grandmas lived well into their mid-90s. So longevity runs in my family. And as a business owner, you can get, you know, long care insurance for relatively inexpensive as a business owner, which is one perk of being a business owner that you don't get, you know, like working for somebody else, which is interesting. But yeah, I mean, with my grandma, she had a house. They had to rent out her house in order to pay for the place she was living. Mm-hmm. And all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it is in an already stressful situation. I mean,
yeah,
you are probably like a therapist, like a counselor sometimes between like adult children and all kinds of stuff. My mom was very lucky. Her siblings all got along and were on the same page, but I know it's not always
not
that
all
way.
Of them do. No. And there's usually right. one that was, you know, put in charge of things, and then the others want to be in charge yeah. of things. And
right.
you're not doing a very good job. So it becomes very stressful for, like I said, not just the seniors, but for the people. But we are, I mean, just the families. We are all certified senior advisors. So we have done about 60 hours worth of study in seniors and basically dealing with ageism and all of that, having those conversations with the family, having the conversations with the seniors in their various, you know, stages of life. Like I said, we do kind of do a little bit of that. And I hear a lot of times too, it's like, oh gosh, I feel so much better after I talk to you. So,
yeah.
because, you know, it's like, no, it's not, we're not done here. You know, there's a lot more to go on, but just breathe for a second because right. you need to do that. Also understanding that a lot of families want to take care of their family at home. And what a lot of people don't understand about that is that you are basically trading places with that particular loved one. So you're becoming the parent instead of the child. And mm-hmm. the parent is still thinking, I am not the child, you are the child. And so there's that dynamic that we have to get around to explain to everybody, you know, this is what's going to need to happen. And if you yeah. want those relationships to maintain, then we need to find a different solution.
There's a lot of minutes in the day to be covered when you're caretaking for somebody.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. yeah.
And it's a stressful, thankless job.
They sure.
absolutely, it is, it's horrible. I mean, I really feel for people, and I know that, you know, everybody has good intentions and they want to, I'm going to take care of my mom in her old age. And it's great and noble, but it's not necessarily realistic at the same time.
So. Right.
How did you decide this is what you want to do? When did you know that this was the right thing?
Well, you know, kind of like what Amy went through with, you know, watching my mom go through this with my grandmother. And then, of course, watching, you know, my dad's mom go through it pretty much alone. So, you know, trying to figure all of this out, where she's going to go, what she's going to do, what she can afford, so watching all of that. And then after we had basically, you know, moved around the country, and I said, this is it, we're done. I'm not moving anymore. We need to find a spot. So we moved to Lansing in 2016. And from that point, it was like the kids were grown. We weren't going to be moving anymore. And I'm like, great, I can go back to work. I can go do my thing. We decided that we were going to go ahead and buy into a franchise. Fabulous. Let's start looking at franchises and what we can do. And it just kind of popped out at me. And I was just like, yeah, this is, I like this. I like having all that knowledge, having that ability to help people and again, it wasn't like, you know, I'm going to get into this to, you know, get rich quick and all of that. It wasn't even a get rich at all. It was just more of a fulfilling, you know, of course. So you start a business and you think, okay, I'm going to go through this business and it's going to be great. And we started in December of 2019. And then March of 2020, everything got slammed on the brakes. And so we did the ultimate pivot and redesigned how we were going to go about the business itself. And so I got a lot of I took that time to learn most of the ins and outs of, like I said, Medicaid, Medicare, veterans aid and attendance, how to help people navigate through that, learn about people that do that and help with that, so that I had a resource of places to send people. So from that standpoint, it was good. It gave me a time to slow down and hit the brakes, so to speak. So now I can help other people also slow down, hit the brakes for a minute. It's not going to kill you. You know, it's all good. So, but yeah, no. And I network with a lot of different people to make that happen.
Get ready for the biggest marketing summit in Lansing's history. Circle Friday, May 6, 2022 on your calendar. Zedia Media will be hosting the summit at the Royal Scott Banquet Facility. All the big bosses of marketing will be there, including key sponsors like M Connections, Super Web Pros, Uno Deuce Multimedia, Paper Image, Michigan Creative, Jungle Jane, and Weathervane Roofing. Tickets are on sale now at zediamedia.com. That's Z-E-E-D-I-A media.com. 17 presentations on marketing trends you need to know for your business. Big prizes, lots of fun. Your presence will be honored. Your absence will be noted.
What is one common thing that people, when they come to you seeking services or seeking answers, a common thing that people just don't know about elder care?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I know it's a loaded question. There's a lot, but if you can think of something that comes up over and over again, that might, you know, ring a bell for our listeners.
Understanding dementia is a big one. A lot of people don't realize exactly what it is. They go, oh, no, it's Alzheimer's. Well, no, it might not be Alzheimer's. It might be something else, because there's several different types of dementia. And a lot of people don't really recognize it. And the other thing they don't understand is that mom and dad or grandma and grandpa, they can hide it really well for a very long time, until it just becomes so in your face obvious that, you know, and it's funny, because I usually get really busy right around Christmas and then right around New Year's, because everybody's gone home to visit. And it's like, oh, wow. Didn't realize dad had a hoarding issue with video cassettes, or, you know, had it just, things aren't right. You know, you go to have a glass of water and it tastes like soap, you know, little things like that, that people don't recognize, because it's real easy to talk to somebody on the phone and go, how are things? And, oh, it's fine. I'm not feeling too great today. I'm not doing, you know, I mean, I see it with my own family, and I'm like, okay. So you have to be present. You have to see what's happening, because a lot of times it's hidden for a very long time. And by the time it gets to that point, it's very difficult. So if you keep on top of your loved ones and just kind of check in and, you know, hey, I'm going to stop by today and just make sure that, you know, everything is on the up and up. And
right.
So that's one thing I think that is really shocking for a lot of people.
Yeah. My younger brother and I have conversations about our parents, and my dad in particular, who seems to be doing pretty good. He's got a wife that looks after him, but my brother like will kind of make fun of my dad or get like irritated with my dad about stuff. And I'm like, mm-hmm. But you remember how old dad is, right? Like, he's getting older. Like, this is just normal. Like, I have to remind mm-hmm. him, like, you know, don't get mad at him.
No, and that's the thing. I mean, it's everybody ages differently. Plus, yeah. You know, a lot of times dementia won't present itself until there's been an accident, whether it's a broken bone or, you know, you fell on the ice, and even though you didn't hit your head, it still, it triggers that. So if you have a surgery that, you know, you went in to have a knee replacement, that can trigger it. It just, like I said, they're all different. We're all learning so much, you know, which is why I do a lot with the Alzheimer's Association as well. Just, you know, advocacy and education, and just making people aware that dementia is a thing. And we've got a lot of baby boomers that are coming up, and it's younger and younger. That's it's kind of tricky right now because there's a lot of people with dementia who are in their early to mid 70s, which is unusual because normally it doesn't really present a problem until your 80s, 90s. But then you also have, at the same time, people are staying at home longer. So, you know, which is great, sort of, you know, if they can get into the cognition programs and things like that, that people can typically sustain their cognitive ability longer. But, you know, if they're separated and isolated and home alone, then that's going to make a problem for sure. So,
yeah, there's been a lot of talk lately too about where they're really linking diabetes to Alzheimer's and dementia.
But they call it like type 3 diabetes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's mm-hmm. super interesting to me because
it is. There's a whole lot of, well, and again, it's all that chemistry. So, you know, dementias are caused by proteins in the brain. So if you have this protein, it's a Lewy body dementia or a Pick's disease. And then if you have Alzheimer's, that's a different kind of dementia. That's another protein. You know, there's also been studies that people can actually help get rid of those proteins by fasting. You know, the intermittent fasting thing is like a big deal now and everybody's doing it. But there's actually been studies that have shown that it does help dissolve those proteins that are basically stored in the brain that are causing that. So not a cure, but, you know, definitely something to help keep you going a little bit longer if you can. So, yeah.
What are you excited about in your business, Amy? Looking forward, looking ahead, what are you excited about?
You know, I like helping everybody every day. I mean, there's really nothing big or exciting that I get about because I just look at each individual and each person and try and help figure out the best fit for them. And that's really kind of what it's about. I mean, it's being able to give somebody hope and give somebody a break. And that's really the biggest thing for me. I'm like, you know, and it's funny because my husband would definitely love me to make more money at this, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make just as much money as I can so that I can help the people who can't afford it. So, you know, it's kind of a wash for me. So,
but that's lovely. That's a true passion. You know,
Yeah. And I never would have thought that this would have been the thing like that I get excited about that I really wanted to do it just because I've been in sales, you know, forever. And then, you know, like I said, I stayed home and then now I'm, you know, here kind of selling in a different way. It's very rewarding. It is for sure. So
it sounds like it.
I love doing it. So
fantastic. So what do you want to accomplish this year? You spent some of the pandemic learning and sharpening your skill set. What would you like to accomplish this year?
This year, I think I would actually like to make an actual profit. That'd be great. So, I mean, like I said, it's a give and take, but I would like to see, I would like to see more advocacy done for Alzheimer's. I would like to see, you know, be able to put more volunteer effort, volunteer time into that kind of a thing. Like I said, I would definitely like to at least, you know, break even at this point and hopefully moving forward. Cause like I said, we had to take a couple of years off.
So you are in effect really a brand new business kind of because you started and the pandemic happened and yeah. So
yeah,
you make it through 5 years, they say, right?
And that's the one thing. if anybody said, you know, about starting any business, I would say just you have to give it at least 5. I mean, just because you don't know what's going to happen. There could be a pandemic, there could be a war, there could be whatever. I mean, you just have to kind of stick with it. And if you go into it in the beginning, thinking that, okay, this is the reality. This is what's going to happen. It's going to take me this long to build this profile and build this network of people to work with and work for. you're going to be fine. If you go into it thinking, I'm just going to knock this out and it's going to be great and super easy, and no, because life does throw you a curveball on occasion. So you gotta be able to roll with it for sure.
Right.
We had a guest on that had said that it took him 7 years to become an overnight success.
I love it.
Oh, you're so lucky you own a business. Yeah, super lucky.
Yeah, don't know, right.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, as don't I'm taking, be lucky every day.
I know, right? Well, and it's funny because I mean, I take phone calls. I was on a Cancun trip and I'm on a boat in the middle of the ocean and I'm taking phone calls to help somebody somewhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, it doesn't, you don't really take a break. You keep going. So, and it's like I said, it could be a 7 o'clock on a Sunday night and, you know, I'll answer the phone and answer a text or something. So
yeah, your job is not a typical 9 to 5 because who knows when people are going to have an accident or an emergency or just flipping right. out about what to do. And
right.
Yeah. It's kind of an on-call situation.
It's a, oh my God, they want to discharge my mom tomorrow. Okay. Well, I can't get a hold of anybody tonight. So you just have to wait until.
Right.
But yeah, it's those kinds of things that, you know, sometimes, and more often than not, people just need somebody to go, okay, it's all right. We'll fix this. We'll figure it out. So there's right. always a solution somewhere. So might yeah, not be the one you want, but there's yeah. a solution. So.
Yeah. It sounds like you spend a lot of time just, like you said, telling people to breathe, giving them advice, you know, getting them to a place where they can make decisions. I'm sure you're pretty adept at giving advice, but we like to ask our guests a couple questions about advice. The first one is, as an entrepreneur and starting a business or in life in general, have you ever gotten some really crappy advice from somebody that you were like, no?
Not really. I mean, I really haven't, just other than advice that I didn't necessarily listen to, you know, it's like,
sure.
Yeah. I'm not going to do that. So as far as that goes, I've been, I guess, kind of intuitive as far as, you know, so I haven't had a whole lot of bad advice. So
that's good.
What's the best business advice you ever received?
Give it time, you know, and it's proven itself time and again, just give it time. You know, you may have one, you know, bad month here, but you're going to have a great one the next one. And, you know, what's crazy is that with this business, it's such a ebb and flow of things. So, you know, I get a lot of people going, well, why aren't you bringing people for memory care here? Well, I haven't had anybody for memory care. And then all of a sudden I get like 20 people that need memory care. Okay, well, let's work through that. So, you know, it comes and goes, and it's just a matter of which, you know, which wave we're on to see yeah. how that works. But,
I think that's so true. And like any industry you're in, I mean, you think like, with your industry, I mean, people are getting older every day and it should be pretty steady, but it's so interesting. And I think the one thing that is consistent across the board in owning businesses is that you have to get really, really comfortable with inconsistency.
Yeah. And you know? As long as you can roll with it,
yeah.
you're going to be fine. But if you are somebody that needs that, you know, hard, fast, steady income, you know, every month, every week, every, you know, it's, you can't, you just can't, you,
right.
you have to go, okay, I gotta save for that rainy day in case right. that doesn't
or work for someone else
or right. work for someone else. Exactly. Yeah. Although I have to say that because my husband works for someone else, but mainly because of the insurance.
Yeah. 100%.
Absolutely.
You get it. Same in our household.
Too expensive. I mean, we tried to do it just, you know, us, and he was doing contract and it was great. But I'm like, you know, a couple thousand dollars a month later, I'm like, okay, this is like ridiculous. So yeah, no, it's all good though. You know, like I said, we rolled with it. We did what we had to do. And you know, we still have two dependent people living with us. So soon to be very independent, I'm hoping. So fingers crossed.
Right. One can only hope.
Right? It's like, I love you guys, but I'm really kind of ready for you to go somewhere else. Right. So, but that's okay. That's all good. Yeah. So like I said, good advice. Wait, take your time. Bad advice, don't pay attention to it.
So how do our listeners get a hold of you? How do they find you?
Okay. Well, you can go onto the web, oasisseniorvisors.com. There, you can go to the actual oasisseniorvisors.com website, and then it will find the closest franchise to you, which, like I said, I'm Lansing and the surrounding area. So, you know, Owosso to Charlotte and everything in between. But yeah, and my phone number, which you have, is usually a really good way to get a hold of me, because that if the office line rings and it goes directly to my cell phone if it doesn't get answered. So I always have access to it. And like I said, I typically answer the phone on Sunday night. My only cutoff is 10 o'clock. I'm not answering the phone after 10. So just
fair enough. And for our listeners, as always, we'll have that information and links in our show notes to this episode if you want to find Amy that way. So are you listening to or reading anything currently that's giving you inspiration or just a break from reality?
Not really in particular. I try and catch up on some shows every now and then. I'm currently watching The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. So I love that show. Mm-hmm. I like to paint when I get some time. Other than that, I don't really, it's usually spent just working on, you know, getting everything organized for the next person. So
is there anything that we've not asked you that you would like the listeners to know about you?
No, not really. I mean, and if they have any questions, absolutely give me a call. I'm an open book. I'll talk to you forever if you want. But I'm also a pretty good listener. So,
Amy, do you ever do any educational series? Like have I know, right? We were in pandemic and lockdown for the first 2 years that you're open. But do you ever offer things where people can come in and learn more about your services or learn more about their aging parents or themselves?
We do a lot of presentations with the senior centers around town and just any, you know, here and there kind of a thing. So, but we try and do this. We've also done the Real Possibilities with Paula Cunningham. We've done some things with her as well, just trying to get, you know, the word out and, you know, hey, these are things to look for. These are things that you might want to pay attention to, that sort of thing. So yeah. But yeah, I'm always open. I mean, like I said, if somebody wants to bring me in and talk about whatever, I can talk ad nauseum forever.
Well, it's a deep topic. Lots to unpack. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is hard to narrow it down because it is such a large scope of things and what people deal with. And everybody has been touched by, you know, cognitive decline in an older person at some point in their lives. So it's really, like I said, everybody has a story. Everybody has something to say about, oh my gosh, my grandpa was like that. Or, oh my gosh, you know, my uncle is kind of showing signs of that right now. And, you know, so we just want to make sure people are aware that you're not alone. There's everybody somewhere, somehow, you know. I mean, the fun part is that when you get that light bulb moment from people when they're like, I'm not alone. There are people going through the same thing that I am. So that's great.
Thank you so much for being a guest on our podcast. You've really opened my eyes to a lot of things and services that are out there that a lot of people probably aren't even aware that are there. So that's great. You don't have to be frustrated when trying to figure out all this stuff and navigating it on your own. You have Amy Wilczek. So that's fantastic. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. It was fun.
We loved it. We loved it. We hope that you have the greatest success this year and for the years ahead, and continue to do what you do. It's so important. I had somebody say once, you're not about the money, you're about the mission, but yet we still need to make money. So listeners,
it helps.
Give her a call, reach out, help, have her help you understand what you can do to help with those aging parents, grandparents, or yourself.
Absolutely. So thank you for listening to our show and coming on an adventure with us and Amy Wilczek. We release episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Find us at zediamedia.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you'd like to be a guest on our podcast, please visit zediamedia.com and click connect. Have a great day and go on an adventure.
Grab your passport and join Lisa and Amy as they interview a huge variety of today's professionals. You can discover Adventures in Business at zediamedia.com or find it at your favorite podcast source. If you'd like to be a guest at our show, we dare you to go to zediamedia.com. That's zediamedia.com and sign up.
Media production.